Hi, and welcome back to Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm Thomas Tolles.
I'm Jesse Bergen.
And I am Luke Cessalon.
And this is a show where we look at articles on WikiHow, we discuss them, and then we find entertainment within.
And education.
And heart.
So everything you would want out of a podcast. The title for this one is pretty exciting, pretty titillating. How to Be a Teenage Spy.
Which means that maybe for some of you that's already too late.
Mm-hmm. Although you can act like a teenager when you're an adult.
True. Right. But I think anyone over the age of 19 can stop listening right now.
That's true.
So being a teenager is hard enough. This comes directly from the article, and as always, please follow along. But being a teenage spy is even harder. This guide will cover the various steps, tricks, and tools you must utilize in order to become a successful teenage spy. Did you guys ever want to be spies when you were teens?
Of course.
I can't comment on that.
Oh.
I'm still sworn.
Oh, that's well done.
Oh,
I didn't think see, so that's not even from the article. That's just a little something I remember from my teenage years.
I'm actually a bit more interested in the article now because I'm thinking about it. How to be a teenage spy. Like an adult could read this, and this will help them how to be a specific teenager spy versus like how to help a teenager be a spy.
Because being a spy is all about disguising your true identity.
And, absolutely. Yeah, so. I think we're all aware of a very famous female spy from America who did a lot of covert things. Yes. Harriet Tubman obviously let everybody out of all the slaves out of the plantations and such.
Yeah,
And that's what that book was about.
And Nate the Great about Nathaniel Hawthorne, famed American writer.
Do the Hardy Boys count? That's what I was going to say.
Thomas Hardy?
I think they're, yeah. Bane? Like the guy who played Bane?
Yes.
Thomas Hardy. The guy who played Bane.
yeah, Thomas Hardy.
Who was in the League of Shadows, a super spy.
He was a spy.
So,
I think that would be more sleuths, just to finish Luke's point. Right. I think they're more like teen sleuths.
And... let's keep this topic going.
Mm-hmm.
One question I have is, I feel like teenagers do not have access to many areas, like, in the world. Frustratingly so.
Clubs, like nightclubs.
Well, yeah. Like, when you're a teenager, you want to get a fake ID to get access, and so being a spy as a teenager, like, especially if you're an adult pretending to be a teenager.
Oh, it's so much easier.
That means you can't get into many of the places where I would say crime happens.
So you have to be an adult pretending to be a teen pretending to be an adult.
Yeah. You got to be an adult pretending to be a teen with your adult ID.
Right.
So when you're in there, they're like, whoa, there's a teen in the club. But at the bouncer, you're just like, no, this is all a game.
Right. I mean, let's be clear, this is no game.
Yeah. And this article does not treat it as such. No. So why don't we move to step one? Spies are very observational.
Good reading, Thomas. That is, observational.
Jesse, that was a very sharp comment.
Thank you, Luke. Nice. Thank you for the feedback. I'm glad you noticed. We're all doing pretty well.
I've noticed that Luke complimented you.
Yeah. Oh, man, what's on fire here?
Thanks.
Spies notice things.
They have to. Is it fair to say that is literally their job?
That's entirely fair.
Can you think of any other similarity between stand-up comedians and spies?
Jerry Seinfeld, very good spy.
Yeah.
They didn't even know he was on the airplane most of the time when he came up with his peanut material. I think the main thing would be... that they would notice some things and comment. And they always have a notebook and they're always writing things down, just like stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
They both probably have earpieces or some kind of technology.
Mm-hmm. They both probably have a hard time keeping a significant other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get into drugs and crime.
Right.
They both go to party places.
they both go to party places. And exactly.
I would say teenagers struggle to be either of them.
Yes. But this isn't an article about how to be a stand-up comedian, although we should check that out later.
We wish it were. Let's move on to step number two. So once you've learned how to be observational, you're going to want to keep a hit list.
Wow.
And that is rough. Now, keep in mind, you will be charged as a minor because you're a teenage spy.
Right.
You're going to be going to juvie at worst. You're ending up in a death row situation.
That's if you're a bad spy. I mean, obviously, if you follow this article and you're a good spy, you won't have to worry about getting caught.
But, like... Like, the hit list implies that you're going to kill people. Mm-hmm. This is not an assassination thing. This is spies gather information. Yeah. Why do you have to...
We're learning the definition of spy in this article as we read. Right, and okay. I think, learned that, it does involve some real violence here.
Just to continue the step, it says, if there's someone you don't like, there's always something about the person they don't want to know. So...
They don't want you to know.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not necessarily killing them or hurting them. It's finding out a secret and using it as a weapon.
To humiliate them is what the article suggests.
Or blackmail.
Mm-hmm. This might be a good response to just bullying in general.
Also a stand-up comedian thing, though, is find one thing about a person and humiliate them.
Like an insult comic.
Yeah. Like, what else? Who's out there tonight? Yeah, is that a good impression of a stand-up comedian?
Nailed it.
Who's out there?
Who's out there tonight? That was my Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, where are you from? Where are you sitting?
Probably from somewhere stupid.
and honestly, stand-ups all want to kill. That's part of their lingo.
I killed tonight.
Exactly.
I murdered that room.
And exactly.
I slit that room's throat.
That's all very technical.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Okay.
Thomas is an expert on stand-up comedy. So, sometimes it can be utterly humiliating when you reveal the secret, but that's ideal.
But if you're a spy and you get caught, that could be even more humiliating, folks. So, step three, this one, no-brainer. Always have a good plan.
Pretty self-explanatory. Don't have a bad plan.
Some of the features of a good plan, as mentioned in the article, start time, end time.
Yep.
Who controls what?
Also like a stand-up, you know. How long is your set? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
50 minutes is about average.
Who controls who? Is the audience running your stand-up show? Or are you leading them to water? Show them what's funny. Teach them.
When your plan's almost over.
Set up punchline, you know. Yeah. Take aim, execute. Mm-hmm. It's all connected.
Cover story and obviously your well-thought-out, full-proof plan.
That means it's full of things that will not go wrong.
Have been proven to work.
Yes. Foolproof.
Like, that's ludicrous, right? That's not...
No. Oh, yes. That's complete nonsense, yes.
Yeah. Like, it's just using the word good repeatedly. It doesn't tell you actually how to have a good plan. It just says...
Yeah, no.
Just, it's like when you're... Yeah. When the campaign...
Yeah, no.
Be elected.
Absolutely right.
This step isn't especially helpful... Unless you, have, for some reason, have a bad plan and you're okay with it.
If you are conscious that your plan is poor, this will remind you to seek a better one. But it won't help you with the act. And I find this is a common theme in WikiHow, is they like to tell you, like, the title of what you have to do, but not give you the instructions to actually get there.
I think this is also where it differentiates from... How, you know, differentiates stand-up from improv, because improvisers don't have a plan. They just go in. And that's much true. Like a spy, a stand-up should have a plan.
Yeah, and improvisers do not stick to end times.
They do ever. Not. Or start times.
No,
have you
really?
Been to an improv show? Yeah. 20 or 30 minutes late consistently.
And 30 or 40 minutes over.
Yeah.
But they do know who controls who, so that counts.
Well, you get
something.
What you pay for at a free improv show.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to method one of
very
being
important.
A teenage spy. You gotta establish a team. And so step one of establishing a team is to begin. The first step a teenager spy must complete is to establish a team.
Right.
So I'm sorry to our listeners. It sounds like I misspoke. I did not. That is the order that the article is listed in. Mm-hmm. So once you... And there's only one step in method one. So, if you want to establish a team, the first step is to establish a team.
Yeah, just do it. Don't overthink it.
They do give you some tips.
There's four key roles.
You want to make sure that people are quiet, they can keep secrets, and they blend in.
Exactly. Now, this can be, you know, maybe you know a guy who wears a lot of camo, because he's ex-military. He'd be perfect for your team.
Although, if you know about him, he's not probably that good of a choice.
That's
already.
True. Maybe you caught him during laundry day. Yeah. I don't know.
And he might be just a regular shrub, so you do want to check whether it is camo or a piece of vegetation.
But just so you mentioned that there were four roles.
Right, so the first one is the leader, which probably will be you, since you're reading the article on establishing the team.
Why, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. Directed towards you, Thomas.
As the leader, I will assign the remainder of the roles. The diverter.
A regular Danny Ocean.
That is going to... Luke, because he keeps us off track with his side remarks.
Which is great, because there's a lot of things to go over on this, and I think part of the multiple responsibilities is that we can really get the details right and just figure it out.
So moving back to the article.
The Collector is the next role. That's going to Jesse.
Okay.
He finds so many funny little details in the article. He hoards them, and we really appreciate
that.
I don't usually
say any of them.
Afterwards, we have a good laugh about what he could have said on the air. And finally, hello.
Didn't see you there.
Hello, madam. Looks like you have a fourth person. Keeping really quiet, real sly. We're going to have to assign them the role of the Sneak-In, the final role, which sounds like a gerund verb, but actually is a proper noun for that fourth role. And our buddy Margaret is going to be the Sneak-In.
Oh, and look, where'd she go?
Easy come, easy go, folks.
Sneak-ins can also be sneak-outs. I think a lot of these roles can pull double duty.
All right. The leader announces moving on to method two, establishing a spy kit. So I'm going to guess that this step is just going to repeat that, but let's find out. Now you have your team established, the next step towards becoming a teenage spy is to create a spy kit.
Obviously, well, like deodorant, a 3 Days Grace t-shirt. Yeah. These are just teenage supplies.
Yeah. So, what do you think would you include in your perfect spy kit? Like, if you really had to think about, if I was a spy, let's say
if you're a teenage spy, clarify this.
You get, like, two or three things. What do you need as a teenage spy? What do you think?
Binoculars, for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For sure, binoculars.
Solid pick.
Thank you.
Especially if you're finding out a bird secret. Very good. I would say, like, a notebook and a pen. Much like a stand-up comedian, you're going to want.
Solid if you want to, you know, write down what birds are saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the classic, the magnifying glass, because you might see something a little too small for your vision. Teenagers are very vain. They don't always wear corrective lenses until they get older and more mature.
I mean, because they're, quite frankly, not cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think
but you can hold up two magnifying glasses to your eyes, everyone will think you're a total baller.
That's true.
I feel like that kind of ventures in the world of sleuth. As Jesse mentioned earlier, like it's a whole different article. The Flatfoot, the Dick Tracy.
That's right, the Gumshoe.
The Gumshoe.
That's right. Nice diversion, Luke.
You really took us off the beaten path.
Nice.
That's good.
Luke, thanks for Jesse, thanks for collecting us.
No
back
problem.
To the article.
I just would like to add that magnifying glasses are good if it's a really small bird that you're looking at. Like
put a magnifying glass in front of those binoculars, you will find twice the clues.
That's true.
All right, so Spy Kit actually has a step two. So method two, step two. However, when carrying out missions, additional items might be needed. So, we named our top three. What are our next three less important items you might want to bring along?
Okay, then we talked about it already. Let's say you're going into a club. What do you need?
Some sort of stamp on your hand?
I would say a polo shirt.
It makes you look older, more mature. I like that.
It's true. Nothing makes a person look mature like a polo shirt. I've always thought that. I think, something nice to have around you when you spy is maybe just like a tape recorder to record, secrets.
Right.
What if you had to blend in on like a playground?
Ooh. Again, I'm going to go with polo
shirt.
Probably
a polo shirt.
Well, yeah, it's like, it makes it sound like a kid when you're wearing it.
And a tape recorder to record what's going on.
Absolutely.
Okay. What if you had to blend in like a hospital?
Definitely some kind of shirt.
Yeah, maybe like a lab coat, but like a polo underneath.
Yeah, something a little more polo-y.
Yeah.
But the main thing in a hospital is a tape recorder, obviously, because you're going to miss a lot. There's so much going on, so much chaos. You need to record everything that's going on. Wow, Luke really wasted a lot of time with those repeated examples. Thanks for diverting us.
I just want to note that one of the essential items they recommend is floss, which is just really good.
Goes without saying.
And flour for finding fingerprints.
Right.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So what is the floss for, do you think?
I think it's just generally to keep your teeth clean so no one suspects you, because nothing draws the eye like a
dirty
piece of chicken,
dirty piece
your
of
molars.
Spinach there.
Yeah. Oh man, everyone's on to you then.
Yeah,
like, that's a rat.
No,
that.
That's a rat.
You can't keep your teeth clean. You can't keep your business clean.
That's absolutely. I can't keep your nose clean.
Oh, better way of phrasing it. Thank you, Jesse, for correcting me.
You're welcome. Lead us forward.
I will lead with my tail between my legs. Final step. of the article and of establishing a spy kit, we'll outline some of the main jobs. And I think just recently I've felt a little affronted as the leader, so we'll find out what my role should look like. A spy kit should contain distinct items needed for your position in a team. So they describe these for each of the four jobs. And I just want to say, under the leader, in all caps, it does say, always listen to your leader. You elected them for a reason. They know best. So just for the rest of the episode, just keep that in mind, guys.
Wow, this election, democratic election, turned into a dictatorship.
Yeah, this really went to your head fast.
Wow. But so what do we think are our distinct items? So as the diverter, Luke, which items do you think are most essential to your spy kit?
Well, I think for me specifically, lots of disguises. I should be having makeup, maybe fake mustaches.
Absolutely.
Definitely a wig. Gotta have wig.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on and on.
Please do.
So I will. Yeah. Glasses. Right. Ears. Not ears.
Ears?
Ear piercing.
I would say...
Like slightly different ears?
Yeah.
That'll really throw people off the track.
Right. Exactly.
Multiple shirts. Dog photographs. As part of the character, you know. Like,
right.
Excuse
maybe
me.
Maybe you're sneaking into.
Dog
photographs. Maybe you're sneaking into, like, what's that big dog show?
Oh,
in great the big UK? Dog show?
No, you know, the.
I don't remember what it's called, but everybody.
Like the
knows
Westminster
it.
Dog Show, right?
Oh,
They're not going to let you in unless you have several pictures of dogs.
You have to have a picture of a dog in your wallet, right, like your girlfriend.
See, I was thinking more of, like, as the diverter, you're going around, hey, have you seen my dog? Have you seen my dog? And that way people are focused on you. And
that's great.
That actually makes a lot of
sense. I was
sense.
About to make fun of this article, but it is clean.
It's ironclad.
Not a mistake made. Jesse, is the
this article is foolproof.
As the collector, what do you think you would bring?
You know, just general clerical work, like making sure our supplies don't go over budget.
Yeah.
Keeping all of our clues in an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You know, going into Microsoft Word and just listing all of the red light humiliating secrets of the people we don't like.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're a teen, it'll be like your teacher or your mom.
Yeah.
Or Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, he's got some dirt that we're ready to dig up.
He loves those gardens.
And maybe we'll finish the discussion by just checking in with Margaret. The sneak-in, which items do we think the sneak-in would need, Margaret?
No, that's good. That's a good choice, actually.
Wow.
That's
very good. I'm so glad. I think the mic caught that perfectly.
Yeah, chilling stuff from the sneak-in. Thank you, Mark.
That's right.
And she's already gone.
She's gone. Wow.
So,
eerie. Eerie.
Yeah.
Like a mist.
Is that... Yeah. Okay. As the leader, I'd like to transition into the next segment of our show. We've given you a nice overview of this article. And I think we've really done a good job of summarizing it. But this show isn't just about describing steps on a WikiHow article. It's also about improvisation. So we're going to use the discussion that we just did and turn it into a brief improv set inspired by some of those steps. Let's start that right now. Okay, we cut to backstage at a stand-up comedy club.
Whoa. Oh, rough one. Oh,
hey,
rough
man,
one.
No, it was great. You did awesome.
Oh, I don't know.
This crowd sucks. You know, they were slow to warm up, but you got them on your side, I think.
They laughed at your jokes.
Yeah, well, I was the opener. You know, they're feeling a little ready for laughter. They get tired as the night goes on.
Yeah, do you think my animal bit was too harsh?
No, I thought... Those photographs were really, really added to the humor that you brought those out with you. Yeah.
My dog is hilarious.
Yeah.
Does all the cute tricks at home.
I know. It's like you brought the internet back into the stand-up club, you know?
I just wanted the audience to experience the same joy that I get when I look at my dog's face.
That's so sweet. Well, you know what? You're a young kid. I think you got great potential.
Aw, thanks, mister.
I'm gonna go do some drugs and crime, but, I want you to keep at it, okay?
Okay. Sure. Be safe out there.
I always am.
Wow.
And as he walks off, we cut to an office, a police station, where there are accountants and just desk workers putting in paperwork. Drax, we got these. We got some fingerprints coming in. Can you just put them in the files?
Hold on, let me just finish baking this cake and use the leftover flour here. Boom, done.
Great, great. Can we put those in some kind of, I don't know, PowerPoint or spreadsheet?
Oh, way ahead of you. I got a Google Doc here where I've emailed everyone else in the station these fingerprints. Way ahead of you, man.
You know what? That's a good call. That's a good call. You know, we keep having these daily meetings, and I just feel like they're a drag on our time.
Yeah. No, I know. We should. I wanted to work from home. You know, wanted to Skype crime.
You know, I never thought about that. You know, I think I'm going to put you in charge of this new initiative. All right.
Oh, great! Yeah.
We'll call the cops at home. You know.
See, if we like just leave a laptop out front of the station with the webcam on, we can just see what's happening outside.
And then, like, people will feel safer knowing that there's cops at their homes all over the city.
So exactly. We cut to his house. Honey, come back to bed.
No, I can't. Someone's trying to break into the Max.
Please, I'm ovulating. It's time.
Jeez. Okay, well, let me just keep the Skype on.
And we cut to a week later where they're having a meeting with all the officers. Okay, we've got lots of complaints, and we're shutting down the program.
Sorry, what?
That's bullshit, man.
My Skype feed keeps cutting out. I can't hear what you're saying, Chief.
I said that's bullshit, man.
Thanks, Chief, for having my back.
Look, Chief, I know that you don't like how this is going, but you're going to have to...
Look, I am the Chief, okay? Everybody should listen to me. I can't believe that you're the one chairing this meeting. It's ridiculous. I say that...
Chief, jeez.
And also...
Wait, let's try using text. Let's just try typing. Maybe if we turn off the video and leave the audio, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll...
Hey, you still...
Calling.
I can't... Oh, jeez, I need backup. Up there. 80 of them. They're all... So many bullets.
Okay, so we're going to set up 80 more laptops outside of the police station.
Officers down.
All the officers are down with that?
Yeah, that sounds
okay. Okay, awesome, great. Officers
everywhere.
Down?
Oh, it's everywhere.
All right, so laptops everywhere, all over the precinct, and I think that should fix some of those problems.
So much blood.
So, Chief, it's 4 o'clock. You guys you want to go for some drinks?
Yeah, blood pudding at the bar.
Bar?
So much blood.
Oh, let's do it.
Tell my wife.
All right, we should invite the ladies, too, because, you know, it's always more fun with a little gender parody.
We cut to a crime scene where there's been a grisly murder. Some officers are checking it out.
Looks like there's been a grisly murder.
Wow. You know, this murder is too intense even for officers of our caliber to follow up.
All right. You want to meet back next week? See if we feel better about this?
I was thinking we might ring up the local high school. They got some kids down there who are top notch covert agents.
Look, remember the last time we did that? What happened?
Cut to the last time. Officer down! Officer down! They're everywhere!
Oh my god! My IG is blowing up! Oh,
pull the trigger, John! Pull the trigger!
I am so distracted by these snap filters.
Cut back to present day.
What a stereotypical experience that was. Well, I don't think that'll happen again. This is a top-secret spy school, exclusively for teens, and I think if we hire one of them, they could get into the nitty-gritty of this crime.
So make sure we're following all the bylaws about hiring students of under the age of 18.
That's true.
We don't want to break laws ourselves. That'd be hypocritical.
You always got my back, morally, as well as physically.
Hey, what's up? Co-partner four.
We cut to the teenage spy school.
Okay. Today, I'm going to demonstrate to the class how to decode a decoder ring using a cereal box.
Excuse me, can we interrupt this assembly?
Officers!
We need your best student, and we need her or him fast.
Well, that would be, Jebediah! Don't be confused by the old man name. He's 14!
Jebediah, if you want to step forward. Jebediah.
Hi.
Holy
I'm Jebediah,
how did you get our guns?
You blinked.
That's our Jebediah!
Now, what seems to be the problem, officers?
Well, we got a pretty grisly murder.
Hang on. I just gotta check out these snap filters. Oh, this one looks like a dog.
No, we need you to focus, alright, Jebediah? We need you to...
I could create some real photographs with that one.
Oh, we cut to them at a new crime scene, another really grisly murder, and on the wall, written in blood, are the words, "What's the deal with?"
We lost another one.
I think I found a clue.
Oh?
Look at those bloody words on that wall.
Huh. Sounds like the setup to a punchline.
That's right. And I know, from a very reliable source, that there are drugs and crime at the comedy club down the street.
All right, Jebediah, if we're going to get you in there, we're going to need a fake ID.
That's right. Because though I am named and sound and look like an old man, only governmentally issued identification will get me in those doors.
You know what? I know a guy.
Yeah, so you want a fake ID, huh, kid?
Yes, please. Oh, I just gotta check my IG folders.
Take your time. I'll just set up the passport photo booth here.
Yeah, I'm being followed by Lil Wayne copy.
All right, well, we're just gonna do a regulation ID here. So no smiling, you know. Make eye contact with the lens. Keep it serious.
Okay.
And watch the birdie. 3, 2, 1. Click. I make the noise with my mouth because some people can't hear clicks in lower decibel ranges.
All right, let me see that snap.
Oh, here you go. Well, why don't I put an old-timey filter on that for you?
That won't really work because it's supposed to be a driver's license.
Oh, right. Of course. Well, here you go. Here's just a fresh glossy then.
Thank you.
We cut to inside of the comedy club, where it is packed full of people, and there are stand-ups just riffing their thing.
And this is a picture of my cat when she ate all the milk out of the milk carton. Pretty good stuff, right, audience?
That looks like the guy. Draw a bead on him.
And here's a picture of... Oh, I just adopted this little guinea pig last week. It's so cute.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, you go after you.
If I know anything about spy movies, there's going to be a trigger word that when he says it, somebody's going to die. So we got to listen real carefully for that trigger word.
And when we see someone die, we'll know that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
One time I put fresh newspaper in the cage and it just ate the whole crossword section. And I was like, now your vocabulary's grown. Pretty good, right, audience?
Wait a second.
That woman just fainted. I'm sorry.
The bloody words on the wall. What's the deal with? That's the trigger.
Every time he starts a bit,
somebody dies. So we gotta keep this bit going about the fainted woman as long as possible. It's the only way to save the citizens.
All right, I'll go in the audience. I'll start pretending to faint. You get around back.
Okay.
Backstage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Could you guys in the audience be quiet? I'm trying to do a show here. So what was I talking about? Oh, sorry, I guess my stuff too edgy for you guys. We got away from whatever that was.
Which was backstage. Jebediah is sneaking up on the comedian, trying to get into the curtain area.
And he's met, by a more senior comedian who has just gone through some drugs and alcohol. Hey there, kid. You got some.
Who are you?
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow, I'm a huge fan of your show. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Thanks, it's a new thing I'm working on. I'm glad you like it.
I like seeing new and up-and-coming comedians like you hitting the circuit.
Look, do you want an autograph? I'll give you an autograph.
No, I actually got to tell you something really serious, Jerry. That guy on stage?
Yeah?
He's an international criminal. Every time he starts a new bit, somebody dies.
Well, this isn't working. I guess I better move on to my closer. I gotta get out there.
Jerry, it's really nice to meet you. I'll get your autograph after the show. Yeah. All right, freeze, scumbag!
Here's a picture. What?
I said freeze, scumbag. Oh, listen up, audience.
My gosh.
This guy's a real piece of dirt.
Whoa, is that a real gun?
Yeah.
Are you a prop comic?
Yeah, it's a real gun. And no, I'm not a prop comic, but I gotta give you the one over.
Jebediah, now, just take the shot.
I'm panicking. My hormones are going out of control.
Wait, settle down. I just want to show you a picture of this Nairobi foster child.
Wait, is that a snap filter? That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm adopting this child next week.
Cool.
Pretty funny, right?
I'm being diverted. Help.
Jebediah, don't listen.
I can't help it. I'm so absorbed
and
in the media.
And the officer grabs the photo and just puts it at his face. And he's hypnotized and lost in the moment.
Jerry Seinfeld, what are you doing sneaking up behind that guy? I sound like the teacher from the high school now.
Look, this circuit is for professionals, not murderers. What's the deal with jail? Am I right?
And at that moment, Jebediah drops dead.
Well, you just failed my class. That's right. I was the teacher the whole time and a stand-up comic. This was all a test, and you failed, Jebediah.
The audience members take off their clothes and they reveal they're wearing funeral garb. Like, this was this really elaborate plan.
The officers, of course, graduate from the school. In the past, they're former teenage spies.
And they hire famous comedian. Let's go
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt to read the eulogy. And we see a sample of that now.
You guys ever been to Golden Corral? They got huge portions there, am I right?
Boo!
Hey, come on!
Get
this
off.
Is a funeral, I'm doing my best!
No, I was crying, I was half done crying. Boo!
Just trying to lighten the mood.
Boo!
Hey, did you guys see me? I was on Justified for a few episodes. Aw, man.
And slowly, the club lights fade. As Jebediah's body's lowered into the abyss.
Well, folks, that's our show. Thank you for tuning in to Something Wiki This Way Comes. I have been Thomas Tolles.
I've been Jesse Bergen.
And I am still Luke Cessalon.
And remember, keep watching the skies.
Keep learning your lies.
And never divert to those flies.
And print.